In order to get a handle on what to expect for next year's cruise season, Ketchikan City officials hired some out-of-town expertise.
So the discussion this evening and the subject obviously is how can the city of Ketchikan position itself for the upcoming restart of the cruise season.
That's Miami-based consultant Luis Ahamil addressing the council on November 19th. He told Ketchikan's local leaders that all of the large cruise lines that serve Alaska are, for now, planning to be sailing again by the time the season rolls around in April. Ahamil said most port communities are waiting for the cruise giants to lay out their plans, but
this is not an issue that just the cruise lines by themselves can do. And more importantly, it is of such vital importance to the community that you all need to take that leadership position.
Which is to say, it's better to make your own rules instead of waiting for cruise lines to bring theirs. Though cruise lines aren't back at it yet, they're expected to implement safety protocols that do their best to encase visitors in a bubble. Ahamil says they'll likely use things like COVID-19 tests, health screenings, and temperature checks in an attempt to keep the coronavirus from coming aboard. Ahamil says cruise lines have put a lot of energy into making sure passengers are being screened from bringing the illness on board. Then they'll need to ensure the virus isn't contracted while on shore.
What it turns out to be that this is probably the most complex part of the journey. And we know that because that's when a passenger is going to get off and on and has to interact with the community.
And that, of course, presents a problem. Industry groups have proposed restricting passengers to cruise line-sponsored excursions at the outset to give them a little more control over health protocols. But independent tour operators that can't afford to sell their excursions aboard worry that they'll be left out. That's more or less what's happened in Europe, Ahamil said. Visitors get on a bus, take an excursion, and return to their ship. In that case, the bus functions as an extension of a hermetically sealed cruise ship bubble.
This gives you a glimpse that if you as a community don't create your system, that's what will happen, because that is the natural, that's where it will, you know, gravity will take the cruise lines to do that.
Ahamil framed geographic bubbles as an alternative. Basically, you take a map, you draw a line, and you seal off a section of town from the rest of the community. To get in or out, workers would need to go through the same precautions as cruise ship passengers, testing, temperature checks, and so on.
You don't have any buses there. People can't come in and out of it, but you invite your businesses to come and set up shop there.
It could be as small as the port itself, but given the small footprint of the city's cruise ship docks, that would still leave many businesses on the outside looking in, and the same precautions that would insulate passengers from the virus would also act as a barrier preventing visitors from contributing to the local economy on the outside of the bubble. So Ahamil says Ketchikan could, in theory, expand that bubble to include most of downtown's waterfront commercial areas, including the landmark Creek Street.
It can be done, that you have bubbles within this area, and obviously the traffic can go through. It just can't interact with the passengers. But as you expand this bubble, more and more and more people will be able to enjoy the economic benefits.
Ahamil also pitched the idea of a citywide bubble, where everyone who sets foot on the island has to be tested, screened, and such. But Ahamil said that's likely not a viable option for Ketchikan, though he suggested it might work for smaller communities. He pointed specifically to Skagway. Ahamil said there's a lot that's still unknown. It's not clear whether cruise lines would be amenable to any of the bubble proposals he laid out. There's no real example of anything like this anywhere in the world, Ahamil said. But he said there is an upside to Ketchikan forging its own path.
If Ketchikan does this right and it proves that it is a safe destinations will be a magnet.
Mayor Bob Sievertson said it'll be a challenge to plan.
Quite daunting, to tell you the truth, in regards to the time crunch that we'd be under and the fact that there's so much uncertainty around how this stuff.
City Councilmember Abby Bradbury questioned where the resources would come from.
Who would be paying for these costs of, you know, securing our bubble and all the other recommendations that it's, you know, that we might have to impose on ourselves or the cruise lines or CDC?
Ahamil replied that the city could charge a fee to passengers, similar to local and state head taxes. The city has convened a task force to start planning, including representatives from local businesses, cruise line agents, local public health officials, and city port officials, among others. And that's good, Ahamil said, because there's a lot of work to do, and the clock is ticking. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.